Demonstrators gathered outside the White House today in support of people who came to the U.S. illegally as children. They've been protected from deportation thanks to an executive order known as DACA. That's for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It was signed by President Obama 5 years ago today. The Trump administration has said that it wouldn't do away with the program for now, but many DACA recipients worry that their status is still in danger. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has more.
I'm standing in the middle of Lafayette Square Park. We're in front of the White House, where there are now 200 to 300 immigrants and immigrants' rights advocates who've convened here to send a message. Do not repeal DACA.
I would lose my whole life. I wouldn't be able to get a higher education, go to school, pay for my car. My whole life would end.
That was Claudia Quiñones from Bolivia.
Quite frankly, I'm very scared, but I'm not going to stop fighting.
Also at the protest, Fatima Romero from El Salvador.
It affects me every day. It's hard for me to function at work because I'm constantly thinking, what if?
Fatima's parents entered the U.S. illegally when she was 13.
We're not criminals. We do no harm. We love this nation. Clearly, before we get this permit, we have to go through a background check. And in order for us to get this DACA, we have to be clean. We're the cleanest citizen American has.
Nearly 800,000 people have registered under DACA since President Obama signed the executive order giving them protected status, permission to work, go to school, and get a driver's license.
The point of DACA was to use them as an advertising gimmick.
Mark Krikorian is with the Center for Immigration Studies, which lobbies for tighter controls on immigration.
Here's these sympathetic young people, been here since they were 3 months old, don't speak enough Spanish to order at Taco Bell. Valedictorians, I've signed up for the Marine Corps already. Therefore, all 12 million illegal immigrants need amnesty. It was a marketing tactic.
It's the constitutionality of DACA, however, that at least 10 state attorneys general have challenged. They've argued that President Obama did not have the authority to grant amnesty to undocumented immigrants, no matter their age or when and how they entered the U.S. But that fight has been tied up in the courts.
The Trump administration hasn't said for sure what they're going to do, but the only way they could keep DACA would be for the Justice Department to affirmatively defend the legality of the program. I don't see how that's even possible.
Absent the Trump administration's support, about 800,000 people covered by DACA would probably lose their protected status. So for now, it's the uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen next, that has many young people registered under DACA on edge.
It's scary.
Maria Diaz was a year old when her parents left Puebla, Mexico, and arrived in Olathe, Kansas, hoping for a better future. That was 20 years ago.
I have DACA, but it's scary for me to leave home and know that at any moment something could happen to my parents, and I'm not there to help them, and I'm not there to answer the door if immigration comes. I'm not there if they get pulled over and the police ask for their documentation. I'm scared.
Sí tengo miedo, porque se ven muchas cosas. Trato de no ver las noticias.
Guillermina Diaz, Maria's mom, says she's afraid too, but she's constantly telling her daughter, don't worry about us. You go on dreaming. Don't give up on your dreams. Maria, a business major at the University of Kansas, has a job lined up with Bank of America this fall, her dream job. But it won't mean much, she says, if her family is torn apart. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.